If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Eric Gadsden. Eric, how long did you drive a Pepsi truck?
I've been with Pepsi 21 years.
21 years. And you're 58 years old, and you thought you had 9 more years, and you were done, and you were ready to retire.
Ready to go.
Oh, man. So you've had a couple days to let it sink in. How did you find out on Monday?
Okay, Monday I went to work. When I went to work, I get in my tractor and I drive around, you know, to the back of the warehouse, and I didn't see any trailers on the dock. I didn't even see any too many trailers in the yard, but it, you know, that happens. So when I went in the warehouse to grab my paperwork, because my supervisor told me she had wanted me to take a load to the Pepsi DC on 35th and Ashland, she said, well, no, you need to go up front and go into a meeting. And that was, it wasn't disturbing because they always have meetings up front. So once I got up there, they said, as soon as I walked in the door, I saw all my, you know, my coworkers in the break room. And the first thing I heard somebody say was, effectively right now, 51st Street is closed.
Wow. And I had read about your story. So not only are you 9 years away from your retirement, but your wife is battling MS, right?
Yes, exactly. She was diagnosed with MS about 3 years ago, and 3-4 years ago. And this is my daughter's last year in high school, and she's ready to go to college.
Yeah. And so what about insurance then? I mean, they're just going to give you insurance through the end of December, and then you got to buy Cobra, which, honestly, I've been there. You can't afford it unless you got a job. It's so expensive.
Exactly. They said they would pay us all the way up until December 28th. So they're going to pay us up to December 28th. And we can keep our medical insurance, but after that, I don't know what's going to go on after that.
Right, and your wife needs medical insurance. So buzz, Eric? Like, did people suspect it was going to happen?
Well, you know what? I suspected it once. We signed our contract back in May. So I was telling all my coworkers, I said, you know, this is, something don't seem right. With Pepsi, just saying, okay, we go accept this contract that you guys have, because as of January 1st, we were supposed to get, they were supposed to pay our medical, pay into our medical. Well, we didn't have to pay medical insurance anymore, and we had like 5 weeks vacation.
Oh, yeah. So you're like, this is too good. Too good to be true. Yeah.
It's too right, too good to be true. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you were a little suspicious.
I was a little suspicious. So, and hey, well, my suspicions came to light.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. So, you know what? Maybe there's somebody listening right now. Maybe somebody's got a trucking gig out there for you. Tell me what you do.
You know what? I was telling my brother today, you know, the only way that I would get back in a tractor trailer again is unless I could get back with the city of Chicago. Because when I got hired with Pepsi, I was working for streets and sanitation for Chicago.
Oh, that's a good gig.
Yeah, exactly. So if there's anybody listening that can get me back with streets and sanitation, I will be gladly back to go.
I know, because sometimes when you're working for a city or a government, you're like, ah, geez, but they wouldn't have closed up shop on you.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was just blindsided behind it. I call myself retiring from Pepsi.
Yeah, and so other coworkers, you're chatting with them, they're in the same boat, right, still in shock and not sure what they're going
to
do?
Yes, I am. So they're supposed to be meeting with the union tomorrow to see, because I'm a transport truck driver for Pepsi. So they're supposed to be having a meeting tomorrow, I guess, to see what they're going to do with us.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best. You and your family will be in my prayers, and I hope Cole Stollard's listening at Streets and Sand and you find a job.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.